Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up, yeah, just read your Bible. It'll tell you what to do. Be not weary. In doing well. For in due season, you're going to reap.
Welcome to our weekly internet broadcast, Free on the Inside. I am your host, Brother Joel Lewis, and I am very honored and pleased to come to you this morning. Our show is sponsored to you by Granny Flay, nonprofit organization 501c accredited. And Granny's Place is established by Sister Beverly Beasley and her staff. I'd like to say good morning to Sister Beasley and her staff over there at Granny's Place. And I'd like you to take time to go visit our website at www.grannysplace.org and click on the links there to find out more information. But I will come back to you later on during this broadcast to tell you more about Granny's Place and how you can get involved in it. It's a very powerful organization. It's geared up to help our young men and women and our men and women that are young at heart. This broadcast and this show is brought to you through the grace and the mercy and the love of God to tell you that you don't have to be weary. You don't have to be concerned with these things because God is ever present and God is able to lead you and guide you if you allow Him to. If you allow Him to. I would like to give a shout out to some people that I meet during the ministry. It's the, our men that's over at the Hutchinson unit there. Brothers, keep it up there. Delta Dorm there. Delta Dorm, you brothers are out doing a great job over there. Keep it up. Them brothers are involved in a powerful Bible study every Thursday from 7 to 8 o'clock. And it's a powerful Bible study. Those brothers are very involved, very active, and they're seeking the face of God. I also like to say a shout-out to young men and women that we meet down at DLF, Dallas Life Foundation. Keep it up, brothers. God is with you. Y'all doing the right thing there. You're involved in something. You know, we all ought to be involved in something through the grace and the mercy of God. Again, I'd like to say a shout-out to the young men that we meet over at Youth Village here. That's the juvenile facilities, and they have some young men that's incarcerated over there. But you know what the enemy meant for evil? I'm telling you that now. What the enemy meant for evil, God could turn that around for good. You know, throughout the Bible, it tells about men and women that went through some things, but they was faithful and they was steadfast, and they held on God's hand. They didn't know what was going on at that time, but they knew without a shadow of a doubt that God was with them. And you young men that's in jail, that's down there, you feel it, you hold on. You hold on to God's unchanging hand, and you have to know without a shadow of a doubt that God is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Yes, you don't see it. Yes, it don't feel like it. But you just hang on in there because you're free on the inside through the grace and the mercy of God. You're free on the inside. Same thing with our brother and sister down at DLF. Yes, 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 it don't look good. I cannot say that enough. But, yeah, but God is in the midst of it. I, too, know myself how God used me during my time of transition, how I went to various places and I done some things in and out the body. And then I kept saying, God, what's going on with me? But I didn't realize that God had something great in store for me. I don't know what that is. I'm still seeking it right now. You may hear me on the internet and you may say, oh, things are well with that man. But you don't know my story. You don't know what it took for me to get here. And guess what? Don't nobody know your story but you. But God knows what your end is. I like to just think about a GPS system. You know, we all are accustomed to a GPS system. And guess what? A GPS system knows where you are. Just think about it. God knows where you are. David said in Psalms 139, said, where could I go to flee from the presence of the Lord? If I went way on the top of the highest mountain, God is there with me. If I went down to the deepest depth, God is there with me. You know, where can we go to flee from God? Some of us are running. Some of us are trying to flee the presence of God, trying to flee what God has intended for. Some of us are trying to say, God, I don't know what's going on, God, but I don't want no parts of it. Guess what? you're going to have a part of it because God has already have it made up, his mind made up on you, that he's going to finish what he started in you. You know, and as we were sharing with you about the power of God, I just think about, you know, how God, he lead and guide us, you know, in everything that we do. That GPS system, it knows exactly where you are. And if you want to get to a particular destination, say from one town to another, what you do, you put in that zip code to your location, whether it's on a local street or a local highway or byway or whatever it may be. That GPS system, it knows exactly where you are. You put in your destination, which is your zip code, to know where you want to go. That GPS will start directing you. And along that way, you're going to have an opportunity to get off course. Because the devil's going to come to you and say, hey, wait a minute, don't take all that. Why are you going to go and try to go to school when you know that you're not smart enough? Why are you going to try to get a job when you know you don't have that proper education? The devil is going to come at you. And it's like at that GPS system, you got to stay the course. You know what I mean. You got to stay the course. I will safely say to some of you out there now are trying to be detoured, but maybe by listening to this program, God is redirecting you. It's redirecting you to a better life. Redirecting you to better situations in your life. You have to stay the course. And oh, I love that GPS system, because I got one a few years ago, and I tell you what, now I don't leave home without it. You heard that old saying, man? Don't leave home without it. And that's where you have to be about God. You say, hey, God, I got up this morning, I want you in my life. Throughout the day, I need you in my life. And at the end of the night, I thank you for being in my life. Oh, that's powerful there. I need you, I want you, I thank you. That's what we're to do about God. That's what we're to do about God. And that's what our program is all about. We want to be free on the inside. No more chains are holding me down. I don't know what's laid ahead of me, but I know if God be for me, who can be against me? Our young people, young men, young women, God has something special in store for you. If you hold on to his unchanging hand and you stay on course, and that GPS system, once you get to your destination, you're going to have a few detours along the way. You're going to have a few slow moments, a few ineffective moments in your life. That's okay. Things happen. And guess what? That GPS system know how to redirect you when things are going slow. Some of you may have been redirected doing the things you're doing now. You may have been on a good course. You may have been trying to achieve something. All of a sudden, you hit a roadblock, and you've been redirected. Now, I'm living on the street. What happened? I was going to school. I had a family. Now, we're breaking up. Something that happened, I'd have been redirected. And all our life, we get redirected. One time or another, I have been redirected, and I bet you have been redirected also. We all have sinned and fallen short, but glory be to God that he's able to restore us and to renew us and get us back on the right path, because he loves us so much. And that GPS system, once you make it to your destination, it tells you you have arrived. I don't know when you're going to get there. Only God knows. You know, you might say, hey, I'm going there, and I'm going to do the right thing, and I'm going to be where I need to be, and that's well and good. But God makes the final decision on those things. And when you get to your destination, whether it's an education, a job, or whatever it may be, you make sure that you be mindful of the people that you encountered that was going the same way that you were going but got detoured and you didn't see them no more. You didn't have nothing to do with them. You be mindful to help somebody. And that's what that's what our program is all about, being free on the inside. No, regardless of what I went through, God have allowed me to get a measure of sanity, a measure of normalness in my life. And now I, too, can be able to share it with someone else. Yes, we don't talk right sometimes. Yes, we don't do the things right sometimes. But God is able. God is able to reestablish and restore us. And I don't want you to ever, ever forget that. Don't ever forget that. And, you know, and the Bible is full of so many biblical stories about men and women that God used at various times. And I love that because sometimes I read the Bible, I said, man, if God could still do that in their life, surely he could do it for me through the blood of Jesus Christ, through the shedding blood of Jesus Christ that came through 42 generations. He was shaped as a man and he walked this earthly realm. And then he showed us examples of how we should live. He was misunderstood sometimes, but yet he still loved everybody to the point that he gave his life for all of them that believe. And I love that because you know we do a lot of things in life. We do a lot of things. We get hurt by people sometimes. We get misunderstood by people sometimes. But great is he that's in us than he that's in the world. I'm talking to you. Great is he that's in you that's in the world. Greater. I don't know what you're going to do today, but whatever you do, put God front and center. Let him lead, guide, and direct you in the way that you should go. I want you to call in. I want to hear from you. I want you to let me know what's God doing in your life. And if you have won the victory, I want you to call in and encourage someone else that may be struggling through some homelessness, through drug addiction, or through a crazy lifestyle, and let them know that you plugged into God's GPS system, and he's leading, guiding you right today. And that call-in number would be 1-310-982-4126. Again, our call-in number is 1-310-982-4126. And give us a call to let us know that that God is still ever present in your life. And if you need some help, if you need to be involved in an organization, I would like for you to go to our website, Granny Place, www.grannysplace.org, and click on the links there. And we have a mentoring program where we tutor young men from the ages of 12 to 19 computer skills. And that's a 4-hour course. We go 2 days a week. Two times a month at 2 hours a course there, and the courses are about 2 hours. They're 2 hours long, and so but we're teaching our young men's basic computer skills, how to repair a computer. We want to teach them some skills that will last a lifetime. You know, that was an old saying that said, "Hey, you can give a man a fish for a day, but you can teach him how to fish and catch his own fish, and it'll last a lifetime." You know what I'm saying? If you teach somebody some skill, regardless of where they're at, what phase of life they're in, they can remember that. I remember when someone taught me how to work on cars when I was young, when I was a teenager. Some elderly guys that was in the neighborhood, they had retired. They wasn't working anymore. But they took time out and they taught me some valuable skills on how to work on cars. People don't work on cars anymore, but I remember how they taught me how to change out a brake cylinder, you know, and that's something that people don't do no more. They taught me, believe it or not, they taught me how to change a flat. I had to have someone to teach me, and in life, we have to have someone that we walk beside, someone that help us through these rough portions of our life, you know? Someone that say, hey, I'd have been there, I'd have done that, I messed up, but here's the opportunity for you to kind of go around those little potholes that I went into on the road of life, okay? And so I urge you to call Granny's Place to get involved in our mentoring program, get involved in our tutoring program. Give back to someone. We're never too old to be used by God. Don't have anything to offer, let me put it like that, not to be used by God. In the Bible, I think about this young man. I would call everybody young, so I think about this young man that his name was Abraham. And they said that Abraham was 75 years old when God called him to go and pursue something he had never done. I don't know how old you are. You may only be 12, and you say, hey, I don't have, you know, I want to do something, but I'm too young. You may be 56, 58, or whatever it may be, but you're never too old to be able to do what God asks you to do. Let's face it now, you might not ever be president, but so, you know, they only had like 40 some odd presidents anyway, so, you know. But I'm saying that, but you can be valuable. You can be used by God if you allow him to use you. You know, and basically life skills, you know. Life presents us with a lot of different skills. Sometimes we're not even aware of just those little bitty skills that you have developed, those godly skills. You know, you may be great with your hands. You may be a carpenter. We need people to be able to teach our young men carpenter skills. You know, that's a great job to have. You know, they constantly building, even in an economy that seems to be on the verge of collapse. And I'm saying that because that's what the news media say. And we're not saying that exists, but I'm saying that as you look around, you said jobs are hard to find. Yes, they may be, but sometimes, you know, and I take this serious, sometimes you have to hire yourself. And how do you go about doing that? By using the skills that life has presented you, the skills that you have picked up along your life journey. And, you know, and then that way you could kind of get back in the mainstream of things. You know, I was reading an article, and they was talking about the guy from Dell. You know, he was fascinated by computers. And they said he started working on computers in his college dorm, and that he developed a skill that was very sought after to the point that it allowed him to quit school and started a computer company. You know, that's how Dell got started. God, this guy had a desire. Let me tell you, you know, your passion, your desire could be your skill, could maybe be your breakthrough. And when you do, start working on that. Be mindful of people that you encounter to help them out along the way there. Because, again, iron sharpens iron. I just said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Every opportunity I get for iron sharpens iron, that means that I draw from you and you draw from me. And that's what we do. And I encourage you as you listen to this program that you have a sense and you have an awareness that God was there with you, and that you could be free on the inside, that there's no more chains of holding you down. And you can call this here number. Give us a call. Call me. That number again is 1-310-982-4126. And I'd like for you to go and visit our website, Granny's Place, www.granny'splace.org. Amen. Amen. And now as we do our introduction and everything, that we pray that you have been blessed. But I'd like to share with you a portion of scripture, and I like this here, and I'm gonna come to you as often as Lord allows us to. We're gonna have guests on the program because we want to be able to give you some to inform our audience about places and people and organizations that's able to help you and that you struggle through things. You know, there's nothing wrong with going to a shelter. I done been to a shelter. There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I need some help. I done asked for help. You know, you have to put your pride aside. You have to put what you think people say about you to the side and say, hey, I need some help. I want to get out of this situation. I'm tired of being sick and tired. What can I do to turn this thing around? And then that's when you fall on your knees and say, Jesus, I need you to help me. I need you to straighten this thing out. I'm going in the wrong direction. And that's what repentance is all about. Turning from one way to the other. Turning from wrong to the right. God, I messed up. I'm off track a little bit here. I need you to get me out of this situation. And that's when you get involved in organization, get involved in program. I want you to be able to give back. But I want to talk to you out of our Bible here. The book of Mark, the 10th chapter, verses 46 through 52. And I really enjoy that there because, I'm going to share with you this here because the Bible is very positive in my life here. The Bible, as I read the Bible, I start thinking about what the scriptures are saying and how I can apply it in my life today. We know we can't live like they did back in biblical days. We don't have to look more because Jesus paid the price. Now we live under grace and not by the grace and the mercy of God. But the Bible is there to tell us, to inform us of the goodness and the mercy of God and all the things that he has done for us. And in the book of Mark, the 10th chapter, as we will say, verses 46 through 52, 46-52, and it states that Jesus was in an area called Jericho, and that he encountered a young man named Blind Bartimaeus. And as Jesus was making his way through Jericho, that he said there was a large crowd around, and this blind man, he heard that Jesus was coming to town and that Jesus would be in this area here. And they said that he posted himself up by the highway and he began to cry out for Jesus. You know, my brothers and my sisters, you got to position yourself for the flow of God. You have to position yourself for the flow of God. I always wonder how this blind man positioned himself. You know, life have a way, sin have a way of blinding us. We blinded for our eyes and the pride of life. Sin got a way of blinding us. But you got to break away through the grace and the mercy of God and say, God, I need you. And that's what that blind man was saying. He was calling out. He said, Jesus, Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me. And I always wondered how did a blind man make his way to where Jesus was. You know, you have to position yourself. How do a homeless person make his way to where Jesus is? You got to position yourself to the full flow of God. You know, I love playing chess. And chess is a game of positioning. You know, you have to position yourself for that ultimate move. Now, you have to position yourself to capture your opponent's piece. And sometimes you're out of position, but that don't mean the game is lost. And this man was, he had a sin condition. He was blind, but he positioned himself to where God was. And he started crying out, and the people around him was telling him to be quiet. It don't take all that. You know, sometimes when you're trying to do the right thing, when you're trying to get an education, when you're trying to get involved in a program, when you're trying to just help somebody out, people are going to tell you it don't take all that. But you got to have a made-up mind and a conviction that it took all that. It's going to take all that for me. You have to have a made-up mind that I'm going to get through this thing through the grace and the mercy of God because I know that there's something greater than me. And they said, this man, he cried out to Jesus, and he kept crying out so much that he finally caught Jesus' attention. You know, ooh, that's a powerful thing. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know how long you've been through, but if you keep calling out the name Jesus, if you keep asking him to intervene in your life, that means to help you out of your life, if you keep saying, Jesus, I need you. I need you, Jesus, to come in, and I need you to lead me and guide me in the things that I should do. And they said this man cried out, and he caught Jesus' attention. Oh, I love that. I love that. I love that. And he's the part of the Godhead, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. And they said that he caught his attention. This is one that was right there at the beginning of creation. Before there was anything, that was God. And he was right there. He spoke everything into existence. And he gave man dominion over everything. But yet he stopped for a blind man. He stopped for someone that didn't have nothing on. He stopped for someone that the world had dismissed. And guess what? He's willing to stop for you as me if we call upon his name. Now, you know, God does great things, and he works through peoples, and he worked through ministries, and he worked through organizations. I ask you to find the courage and the wisdom to go to this website, www.grannyplace.org, and get involved, ask for some help. Say, hey, I want to be involved in your mentoring program. I want to be involved in your computer training program. I want to be involved in the things that's going to make me better. And if you don't need to any help in those programs, volunteer your services to help someone else. To help someone else. We have young women that need help. We have young men that need help. We need people to be able to train our young men and women in skills. This is a non-profit organization. It don't cost any money. But it do cost us time. It costs us energy. And we're in dire need of people to help us out. If you can find in your heart, please go to that website, click on the links, and we'll get in touch with you. Let us know what portion of the ministry or the foundation that you would like to work in and what portion that you would need help in, if need be. But back to this man Bartimaeus, and they said that Jesus stopped. Oh, man, I love that, man. Regardless of what's going on, you know, he'll stop. But I could imagine, you know, we driving and the weather conditions is bad and we may hit a patch in the road where the water's real high. We lose control of our vehicle and we can call out Jesus and he can put his hands on us right there and stop whatever's going on in our life. And this blind man called out to Jesus and Jesus stopped. Not only did he stop, but he beckoned that man to come on over. He told his disciple, bring him on over. And that man came on over. But check this out. I want you to read this here for yourself. It's in Mark, the 10th chapter, 46 through 52. And they said that this man, in verse 51, they said he cast away his garment and went on over to Jesus. You know, I like this word. Check this out. Now, you have to let some things go to have a relationship with Jesus. What are you willing to drop? What do you want to drop? So God, I don't want to live like this no more. God, I'm tired of going in and out of jail. God, I'm tired of being homeless. God, I want to have my family back. But those things that came between, that separated you from those from the desires of your heart, and you know you got to let those things go. And they said this man, he dropped the things that was dear to him, and he made his way to where Jesus. And Jesus asked him this question that was burning on his heart. And he knows everything that we're dealing with. But he just wants to hear it out of our mouth, make a profession of faith. And Jesus said, what would you have me to do? I tell you what, if you had an audience with Jesus, the God, what had created heaven and earth, in your quiet time, in the time that you're struggling through some days, and God just come down and speak to you. Through the Spirit. And what would you ask him? You say, God, I want to be rich, God. I want a big old house, God. I want what I want. No, that ain't in the violence. Say, hey, I want to be saved. I want to be safe. I want to be whole, God. Not only whole, but I want to make the people around me whole, too, to the best of my ability. And they said that Jesus asked this man, what would you have me to do? And he said, hey, I want to gain my sight. And then Jesus told him, he said, go, for your faith have made you whole. And I like just we can ready to conclude this program, but I like to just put on your mind that you got to believe that you're more than a conqueror. You got to believe that you're free on the inside. Your faith has made you whole. I gave you some phone numbers. I gave you a website. You got to use it, and you got to believe that it's gonna be right. And they said that man went off, and immediately he gained his sight. You know, God. He's great. He works from the inside out. If you have to know that you are free from the inside, no more chains are holding you down. And you have to know without a shadow of doubt that God has loved you. And as we get ready to sign off this program, again, we'd like for you to go to our website, www.grannysplace.org. Look it over. Click on the links that are provided on that website and get involved in our program. Again, our call-in number is 1-310-982-4126. We'd like for you to call. And I am Brother Joel Lewis. I'm the host of our weekly internet broadcast, Free on the Inside. We're free on the inside through the shedding and the precious blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We'll come to you again at this same time next Saturday. Our time is from 8 to 8:30, and we're going to come with you with what God had laid on our heart. And we pray that you continue to let God use you and guide you. We pray that you get involved in a ministry program. We pray that you are able to stay encouraged until we meet again. When the enemy come up against you, just say, hey, I'm free. No more chains are holding me. I don't want to do those things no more. I don't have to live like that no more. I don't want to do that no more. And as we get ready to sign off here, we have less than 30 seconds. But we want to be able to just be able to tell you, just keep on keeping on. And don't let anything come between you and the love of God. Between you and the love of God. We're going to go ahead and have a word of prayer, and we're going to be dismissed. Gracious and Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you in the name of Jesus. We pray things are well. In the name of Jesus, amen.